This is the earliest we've had a beta for the Halo franchise. It's something we're really excited about, but it is very much a work in progress. We want to make sure that we can collect a ton of community feedback and make sure that we're building the best multiplayer experience possible as we go and release for Halo 5 Guardians. The beta is going to run for 3 weeks from December 29th through January 18th. Each week we're going to release new maps and modes, and we are going to have community votes, which the community will be able to decide gameplay impacting changes for the second and third week of the beta.
So this is a beta, it's a work in progress, but everything about this beta is going to be our new Arena multiplayer. And Arena is going to be our foundation for great esports and competitive gaming that players of all skill levels will be able to enjoy. We are going to have other modes in Halo 5 Guardians, but you know, today we're not talking about those. It's all going to be about the beta and Arena. So when we set out to make Arena in Halo 5 Guardians, we wanted to really add new additions to it and improve it a lot. So right here, what you're going to see is our new match intro system. It's going to show you the game mode you're playing, the score to win, key locations on the map, such as right there, the energy store is right there. It's actually a new energy store called the Prophet's Bane. What team you're on, where you spawn. All of these elements in the intro system we found really raises the water level of all of our players, like all their skills, so that everyone can hit the ground running and know when to drop in and go into combat.
In addition to the presentation elements and kind of the more contextual information for players, we've really focused a lot on core gameplay in Halo 5 Guardians. We wanted to make a consistent control scheme across all players, and we wanted to make a shared suite of abilities that everyone has so that we can make a great foundation for competitive gaming.
So when we're here and we're thinking about Spartans and what they are, you know, they've got armor, they're built with technology, and they're these massive hulks that are super fast, agile. So we really wanted to put that into our game. And what we decided, what we have here, is Spartans now have infinite sprint. So you can sprint on the battlefield anywhere you need to go. You can go to A, to B, to C, you can go all the way past C, you can go to D, you can go to Z. Infinite sprint. But you know what, at 343, we really take balance really seriously. And we didn't want people just running around all over the place without some sort of trade-off. So go ahead and shoot me, Joel. So I take damage, standard Halo, right? You hang out for a bit, your shields come back. Shoot me again. So if I'm one of those people that I'm sprinting infinitely all over the place, what you see is that my shields just do not come back, no matter what. As long as I'm sprinting, having fun, my shields aren't going to come back. If I want them to come back, I need to calm down, stop sprinting. You can still move and do everything else, but as long as you're not sprinting, your shields will actually come back and you can go back into battle.
Yeah. The next kind of mobility thing that we're going to show you guys is our new clamber. Joel will show you in third person, but the Spartan players can jump, hit A near a ledge, and just hoist themselves up. This allows players to more seamlessly navigate the environment and opens up a ton of new flanking routes. And Clint's going to hit...
I'm terrible right now.
Maybe, and clamber up there. But the next mobility feature we added was slide. So players can run, hit top sprint speed, click the crouch button, and then they'll slide, making themselves a smaller target on the battlefield. Quinn will show you in first person. You can see the reticle change, which cues you in that you can slide, and then he executes by hitting the crouch button. Sprint, clamber, and slide offer a ton of new opportunities to navigate the maps. You can. We're going to talk a little bit later about a new mode called Breakout. At the beginning of that match, you can use slide to get behind cover and avoid enemy fire, which is really critical, and you can look for new flanking routes throughout all the maps with clamber.
So clamber and slide are a lot of fun, but one of my personal favorites is actually the thruster pack. And so people, you know, you're shooting each other, you're in a first-person shooter, you got your strafing left and right, but if you actually hit the B button while pressing in the direction, you actually get a quick burst of speed in that direction. And this really gives our players some tools at their disposal to really use against other opponents. You can actually use it in the air as well. Doesn't matter where you are, forward, backward, left, right, omnidirectional, you can use it. I'll show you a little bit here. So I can press the B button. You actually have a cooldown up here. Again, everything has a bit of a balance. So as long as you got this little caution sign up here, that means you're cooling down, and then you can use to your thruster pack again.
And thruster pack also enables two new offensive abilities for Spartans. The shoulder charge, or the Spartan charge, and the ground pound. Spartan charge can be activated by sprinting, hitting top speed again, and then hitting the melee button. It's a fast charging attack. When you hit someone head on, you're going to pop their shields. And when you hit them from behind, you will kill them. So Quinn's going to show you. Bam. Ground pound is a move that you can use when you're jumping from slightly higher than a normal jump height. So you need to be jumping off of something. But you can jump in the air, hold crouch to charge, then you aim and unleash a deadly attack when you let go of the stick. Quinn's going to show you in first person. And there you can aim and bam. And it's lethal when you make contact with a Spartan. This opens up a ton of options for verticality and combat, where you can literally drop it on your opponents.
So, that covers our ability around mobility options. Now, we really wanted to also show you what we've got here in regards to shooting, and what we've done to shooting gameplay in Halo 5 Guardians as well. So back to Spartans having all sorts of technology. They've got this helmet, and they've got their own heads-up display, and we really wanted to fictionally tie us back to what we've always had with Halo throughout all time, right? So what we've got here is if you press the left trigger on the default control scheme, you now have a smart scope mode. So your HUD, your helmet, basically the onboard computer links with your weapon and now creates an augmented reality type of HUD system that allows you to really get those fine-tuning aiming on players where you want to get those headshots, however you want to do that. It's great. Also, hipfire is still just as good, just as any other Halo has been. You can use hipfire to your heart's content. You can also use smart scope mode. And the other thing that's great about this is that your movement is not inhibited while you're in smart scope mode. Full range of movement, no matter what. Halo is a run and gun shooter. So, again, bringing this back to balance, we've heard a lot of community feedback and pro feedback, and we're going to bring back what is called de-scoping into Halo 5. So as I take damage here, that link of my computer to my gun is actually severed. It's severed momentarily, and I could re-scope again using smart scope, but if I take damage again, it kicks me out. So we really like this interplay and trade-off of players where if they're up in the fight on this guy, then if they get de-scoped, no big deal. Maybe I'll push in with my hip fire and finish them off. If I'm down in the fight, maybe I'll retreat and try to re-engage from a different angle and smart scope again. These types of decision-making is really key to Halo 5 Guardians.
Awesome, yeah. The next thing we're going to show you, the last like core gameplay thing, is a mix between shooting and movement improvement, which we call stabilizers. When a player jumps in the air and uses smart scope mode, the thrusters will fire, and they will stabilize for a few seconds, allowing you to take advantage of an elevated firing position and get in some critical shots. You do have to use this very strategically, though, because you are hanging in the air, and that paints a giant target on you while you're playing. So, once again, we're balancing everything out to make sure players have good choices. Skilled players can also use this to dodge lethal explosive damage from grenades and rockets, things like that. That's a really quick overview of a lot of the core gameplay changes in Halo 5 Guardians. We're going to show you one last thing here in Midship, which is our new energy sword, the Prophet's Bane. This is a legendary energy sword, and it gives you both an enhanced run speed when you're wielding it, as well as a greater lunge distance. You can even use smart scope with the energy sword for a longer lunge than hipfire. So, do you guys have any questions about the abilities or any of the new stuff for the in-game demo before we move on?
The smart link ability when you're in the air, is that going to be across all weapons or just assault rifles or something like that?
It's all weapons.
Oh, cool. All weapons have smart scope.
Yeah. Cool.
Is there an option to toggle that between like the classic mode where you have, like for the sniper rifle, you have that kind of scoped in area that has the outline of the rifle scope? Is there an option to kind of go back to that, or is it
so
everything?
Are you talking specifically about the UI elements to make it feel like the toggle?
Yeah.
So you'll get a chance to play with a sniper rifle, and you'll see that smart scope, the control is the same as the other weapons, but it will bring that UI with the scope that probably will feel familiar with it.
Yeah, and if you have other questions about that as you play, just let us know.
Cool. That's a lot to take in a really quick demo. So if you guys have any questions, definitely let us know while we're playing. And there are also controller cards over there so you can see all the different new abilities that we have. Just a quick reminder, as we announced previously, all of this is running on our new dedicated servers hosted by Xbox Live. And we're running at a blazing 60 frames per second, so everything feels amazing and responsive while you're playing moment to moment. Yeah.
So I'm going to go over a little bit of things that are outside of the game. And so let's talk a little bit about our XP-based progression system that will be in the beta. Once again, this is a beta. There will be a progression system that allows players to rank up in and actually unlock new helmets. As you see here, I can equip different helmets on and body armor, all that stuff. These are all things you could do in the beta. Cool thing is, if you watch Halo Nightfall in the Halo channel, you could get specific unlocks for doing that. Same thing with Master Chief Collection. If you achieve certain achievements in the Master Chief Collection, you'll get unlocks that are here as well. And the coolest thing about those specific unlocks is that those will carry over with you in the full game when we release that next year. So that's progression system. Let's talk a little bit about our competitive skill rating, or CSR. That's received an overhaul as well. We've improved how we track skill, how we measure skill, and how we get players of equal skill together. And it's throughout the entire UI experience. You will know your rating, you will know other people's rating, and also what's great about that is it provides this feeling so that players of all skill level will be able to have fun and enjoy the game because they're going to be matching up with people of equal skill. But it also creates a great avenue for people that want to become pro gamers, right? They want to make that stage and show the world that is going to be available to them in our new competitive skill rating system.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys are excited to play. And so we brought a couple maps here today for Slayer. So you're going to play on Truth, which is the map we showed you in the demo, which is our homage to one of our favorite classic Halo Arena maps, Midship. And we have a map called Empire that is a brand new map for Halo 5 that takes place on top of a skyscraper. We also have our new breakout mode that takes place on a map called Crossfire in our breakout arena, and we will talk a little bit more about that mode when we get started. We're going to drop you into Slayer first so you can get a handle of the new gameplay and the mechanics before we put you in the new mode. All
right. Cool, cool, cool.
Questions?
Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
Sweet. Let's do it.